What up, what up, what up? Kane's Way in the building. All right, man. Hope everybody's feeling good today, as usual. I mean, hope everybody's got their goals, tasks, achievements, whatever you're trying to get done. Hope it's on the forefront of your mind and you executing it and you're staying in line today, because that's what's up. Brings me to the thought of transforming and growth, right? It's all about transforming and growth. I mean, it's all about transforming and growth for some people out there, right? So for all the people who are trying to make change in their life one way or another, this is about it, man. I mean, and it's a struggle, man, because I think about myself, how I'm trying to take myself to different levels. I mean, sometimes I catch myself just sitting in my seat in my studio, like in a zone. And I sit there for like 30 minutes just looking, right? But inside my head, my mind is spinning. I'm looking at where I'm at. I'm looking at the studio. I'm looking at the future, where I want to go. I got these thoughts in my mind. I'm thinking about how I'm amplifying my message. I'm thinking about my whole life and how I could dig deeper and put formulas together to put content together to get to the people, right? And it sometimes it's a struggle, man. You're just probing your mind. You're probing your day. And sometimes you're just not content, right? You're just not content because certain days bring certain energy. Certain days bring different moods, right? So, but you got to push through those moods. And, you know, one of those days I'm just pushing through those moods. It's just like you got a blank stare. You know what you got to get done. You know where you want to go, but you're just kind of like blank with it. That's how I be sometimes. And then I feel like over the past few days, I've had on the forefront of my mind exactly where I want to go. And I've been exhausted by the resistance. You know what I'm saying? When you really dial down and get in line where you want to go because you've been tired of living a certain way or tired of being in a certain position, I think when you start to set your mind on where you really want to go, that's when the resistance really happens. I mean, you're going to see different friction and resistance that's gonna challenge your position and the success margin you're trying to get to. That's just the nature of the game. And I think honestly that's what separates the people who make it and people who don't, because your tolerance to stress in your everyday when you're trying to get to a certain position or place can make you or break you. And you're gonna have to really know how to clear the path and get rid of the excess sucking energy that is just useless towards your cause. And you're going to get frustrated and you're going to be upset and you're going to be pissed off. But you know what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to quit? You're going to give up? That's your option? You know, I be seeing people going through the motions, man. And I be like, what are you going to do? So what? What are you going to do? You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what you get into or what you're facing. You either got one or two choices. You're going to keep moving, push through the emotions and frustrations that you're feeling with a particular situation. Or what are you going to do? You're going to lay down? What are you going to stay in the bed? You're going to stop working? What are you going to do? The alternative. You know what I'm saying? If we put that in our head when we're frustrated with situations, what are you going to do? Now what? I'm saying, if you're mad about something and you're pissed off about a particular situation, you want to rage out, get crazy and stressed, what are you going to do? When somebody hits you with, what are you going to do? You ain't got a darn answer in the world. You'd be like, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I don't know. You'd be saying, I don't know for the whole day. But you know what? You're already doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're getting through it. So it's about getting through it. You're either going to be strong or weak. So the weaker side of that is going to be like, oh, I don't know what to do. I'm done. I quit. I'm sick and tired of this. I can't handle this. That's the weaker side. But as you're saying that, you're still getting through the situation. You're just getting through, giving off a little more extra energy, draining your own self. So now you start, instead of dealing with the problem, you start to self-attack yourself by like, oh, I can't do it. I'm sick of this. I'm over this. It's bullshit. You know, you hear it all the time, right? What are you going to do, though? I ain't the smart ass saying, what are you going to do? But I'm being real. What are you going to do? Because I'll be saying, what am I going to do inside my head silently all the time when situations hit me, man? And I only got one answer. Keep moving. Because I've been through that stage where the quit option and give up option led me down wrong paths. You know, you get into different chemicals, you're getting high, you're getting drunk, you start doing stupid shit, running your mouth to different people, lashing out, mad at somebody else because they're doing better than you. You start to, you know, projectile your anger in different ways, misguided. You're just a loose cannon. Did that already. That shit don't get you nowhere, right? It's over. What are you going to do? Like, seriously, man. So when you're frustrated and mad, look at yourself. Are you strong? Are you going to be the strong one in a position and get through it? And look at your options. You work on calm down skills. Work on controlling controlling how much that emotion is going to dominate you in your presence. Because if you look back on a lot of situations, if you're here right now, that means you got through it, man. So, I mean, when you're faced with adversity, when you're faced with the struggles, don't be losing your shit. Don't be like dropping the bag. You know what I'm saying? You got mad groceries. You just drop the bag, smash the eggs, the milk spilled. Everything's a mess because you just won't carrying it right. You know what I'm saying? So learn how to carry your stuff correctly. You know what I'm saying? Carry the burdens. Carry your stress. Deal with it because it's going to make you stronger. Because as long as your mentality and your mind is getting worked and working it back and forth through these situations, it's going to adapt and your neural connective skills are going to become stronger and you're going to be stronger. But all that, I can't do it. I'm done. I'm just over this. What are you over? What are you over? Life? Stop breathing then. Hold your breath. Go ahead. Let's see how long you can hold your breath. If you over life, try to hold your breath then. Till you can't breathe no more. I bet you get some breath after that. But seriously, I'm saying this because like shit be hard for me. And I'd be like, the latter is like, it's not the other side of thinking, like letting go, giving up. What are you going to let go? What are you going to give up on? Like, seriously, like, what do you think you're actually going to stop by saying those statements when you're hit with some shit, when you're having a really bad day and you'd be like, I'm done, man. I'm over this shit. What are you over? Are you over not getting through your day, whatever is coming at you? I mean, what are you over? I mean, if you're dealing with somebody and you're trying to get over that, move on. Don't go back. You know what I'm saying? But you will go back because it's not that easy. You know what I'm saying? So be rational, right? We got to learn how to conserve our energy when shit hits us hard. Don't bring more into it. You know what I'm saying? And we bring more into it by exaggerating and getting outside the cage and going crazy with it. All outside the cage and you don't know how to act. You know what I'm saying? Act civil. Act domestic. Let's not act wild and shit around here. Act civil and domestic with your emotions. You know what I'm saying? It's choice, man. You can do anything we want in this life, people. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be self-governed, I mean, don't be dictated. Just take command of yourself, man. Don't let your doubt and insecurities come out like a monster when something's challenging you in your day, when you're dealing with an individual and you feel inferior. You might have inferior mind still. Somebody says something to you and you feel inferior and you're reacting all defensive because you're mad because you ain't stepping up for yourself. You know what I'm saying? You mad because you haven't learned how to express and assert your feeling about what you want in life yet. You haven't learned that yet. You haven't mastered that. So you're being subject to your lack of confidence. Your lack of confidence is making you feel like other people are taking advantage of you. It's your own freaking fault. Step your game up. You can't step your game up if you don't start practicing, if you don't start doing things that's going to make you more comfortable with being you. Like saying, no, nah, I ain't doing that. No, this is what I'm going to do. Nah, I'm good on that. Start talking like that to whoever it is. I don't give a damn who it is. You are here to be your best. People get too caught up and tied up, honestly, in relationships and everything, and people think that other people are their gods. You know what I'm saying? That no other human being on this earth is your God or your master. You know what I'm saying? We all have the power to do what we want, man. That shit is real. That shit is real, man. And people become slaves to other people, man. Slaves to our psychology. Slaves to our thinking. You know what I'm saying? And you're so slave-minded into that kind of psychology that you get scared of being you. You don't know how to be you. You just settle for this comfortable way of life working. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. It is what it is. Okay, it is what it is because you want it to be that. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to change and transfer the dynamics of your living, you're going to have to face some resistance internally. Because ain't nobody putting your hands on you. So it's an internal strife. You know what I'm saying? It's a challenge of breaking bad habits, either from you or from other people, the habits of people that they've been doing to you because you've let them do that to you. You've let them communicate that to you. You've let them act like that to you because you let that, because you have not put your foot down. You have not said, nah, I ain't around for that. You ain't going to talk to me like that. We ain't even going to do this like that no more. Until you start laying that kind of stuff down consistently, it's your fault. Seriously. And I'm going to say right now, because I'm coming from a position like I've been striving for freedom, freedom, freedom. And I've been locked in a cage, cell bound and all that stuff, cuffs and all that, you know, physically locked. But the real freedom is freedom of the mind. Talk about everybody talking about they independent, they free spirit. No, you ain't. Because you ain't doing what you want to do. Because when an uncomfortable situation comes and you want to say no and you want to not go here and not do this, you don't say nothing. You ain't free. A lot of people ain't free out here. You think they free. They ain't free. Because you pump your gas in your car, you think you're free. People don't even know what it means to have a free mind, a free spirit to express yourself and be respected. You know what I'm saying? You can talk junk, disrespect from the side, but they ain't saying nothing to you in your face, man. You still pressing on with your choice in whatever direction you want to go in life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it comes down to, people. If you put the energy into worrying about what people think or put the energy into how you move and affect people, you already messed up. If you're not confident in choices that you're going to make in life, choices in finances, choices in family things, choices in everything, if you're not confident with yourself, if you will be challenged and second-guessed and make people doubt you and yourself, you already lost. Because at this stage of the game, if you're not educating yourself, you're not investing in yourself 100%. So when them times come to express and deal with situations with rationale, diplomacy, and understanding, and you can express a certain point that I know a certain aspect of how life goes out here. I'm in tune with this kind of stuff and that kind of stuff. But if you blind as hell and don't know nothing, and you think you can just answer questions off of your emotions and walk through life with how you feel, you're done. You failed. Invest in yourself. Increase your learning curve. Step your trade game up. Step your mind game up. Think about that. Because when that conflict and situations come, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got no weapon but your anger. And anger is not a weapon. You know what I'm saying? Anger is not a weapon. Anger is like the enemy to the education that you hold inside your head to make you prosper and be successful. So people, the power of choice. Stick to the script. Do what you need to do. Step your game up. Nah, I want to can't. I'm over. I can't live this life. Stop it. Push on, and stop your whining because the quit. I can't do it. This is too much. It don't get you nowhere. It just drags you down longer. And you know, if you're still here, that means you made it through so many of those situations where you said, oh, I'm over this. I can't deal with it. I'm stressed out. It doesn't matter. Toggle those emotions and use that energy for the option that needs to get you out of situations and see through the situations for the best of them. Point, clear, simple.